All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I am going to open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for this day. Father, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father, we ask that you use me, Lord Jesus, to bring forth your word to your people, Lord God, to your children, Lord God. Use me, speak through me, Lord God. Take myself out of the mist, Lord God, and it be you speaking through me, Lord God. Father, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. And we just ask that you just bless us, bless this time. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So I'm going to be coming, I'm going to be reading in Jeremiah 29. The verses are going to be 10 through 14. But before I start to read those verses, I'm going to give you a little bit of background information of what's happening with the Israelites. And so the Israelites were in Jerusalem and they were living life and they were doing things that was contrary to what God wanted them to do. They were not following the commandments. They were worshiping idols. They were not focused in on God. And so after time and time of God using prophets to bring them back to him, they just weren't obedient. They just didn't follow what he wanted. And so God said, okay, I'm going to have to let them go for a while. And so he sends them into captivity. And that's where we pick up in Jeremiah 29, verse 10 through 14. So keep in mind that they had been warned multiple times about coming back to their Lord God and living according to the commandments that they chose not to follow. So if you want to go to Jeremiah 29 to verse 10, I will begin to read. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all nations, places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. So I titled my sermon, God Has Not Forgotten You. Because I bet that the Israelites thought God might have forgotten them. And they had some false teaching going on because they were being told by other people that their time in Babylon was going to be short. But God sent Jeremiah to let them know that they had 70 years in Babylon. And because they had 70 years in Babylon, God said to build homes, live fully, increase in numbers, live in peace and prosperity in the land, and pray for the land. So God is telling them to live life. My point number one is, remember who God is. He has a plan. So when God was telling the Israelites to live life, to continue to live, to not live in sorrow because they were not where they wanted to be, but to live life, he said, I have a plan. I haven't forgotten you. I have a plan. This is what the Lord says, when 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So God says, I have a plan, but God's timing is everything. God's timing is everything. He gave them 70 years to live in captivity. Now you think that sounds harsh, but God is just, and he needed them to live this life to remember who he was, because they had forgotten who God was. They forgotten all the things that their ancestors had told them to do and how they were supposed to live. And so now that they're in captivity, they cry out to God. And we know kind of how that is. When we get in trouble and things are difficult for us, we cry out to God. When life is good, we kind of forget to continue to cry out to God and ask God for guidance. Because when life is good, we kind of just roll with it. But then when it gets difficult, we cry out. So God said, I got to send you guys away for a little bit so that you can remember who I am. Because I have a plan for you Israelites. I have a plan for my people. I think back to Genesis, God has always had a plan for us. He has never done anything that he did not know was going to be the next step. He has always had an out for us. He's always had a part where we were going to be taken care of. But that doesn't mean that there won't be trials. That doesn't mean there won't be trouble. That doesn't mean there won't be heartache and hurt. But God's timing is everything. But in that timing, God calls us to still live a godly life. God calls us to do what he's called us to do. So he told the Israelites, I want you to build homes. Well, when he said build homes, they didn't have machinery, so it wasn't going to be like it took 2 days to build a home. They had some time to take. So he said to build homes and to marry and have children, to increase, to not decrease, to continue to keep living your life. But as they're living their life, he wanted them to pray, to remember to pray. And he wanted them to pray for the people that had captured them. Now that might be a little hard, but God said that if they live in peace and prosper, so will you, because you're in their land. So God said to pray and to seek for the people that you're living in. So for us, God says to pray for our people, to pray for our country, to pray for our presidents. Even if it's not the president that you want, you still pray, because in this land, if this land is in peace and prospers, so will you. But that doesn't happen if you don't cry out to God. And so God says to do what he's called you to do, because he has a plan. His plan is not to hurt you. Now you might feel some hurt. You might feel some pain. That is called sin. Sin happens all around us. People do things that they're not supposed to do. It's part of life. But if we focus in on God, he is always there for us. God has a plan. His timing is everything. Don't forget to do what God has called you to do. My second point, pray and seek God. Pray and seek God. Verses 12 through 13. Let me remind you what it says. And then you will call on me, come to me, and pray to me, and I will listen to you. So I'm going to stop right there. So God said to come to him and to pray, and he will listen. Come to him and pray, and he will listen. Now, he doesn't say that he's going to answer your prayers right away, but he said he's listening. So don't ever think that as you're praying that God doesn't hear you, because he hears you. But remember I said, God's timing is everything. God has timed everything so that it works out for our perfect good. And we don't know what our perfect good is because we don't know the end result. But our Heavenly Father does, because he created us. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. He knows the day that you were going to be conceived. He knows the day that you're going to pass away. And he knows it all in between. He knows all the mistakes that we're going to make. He knows all of the things that he's going to try to direct us from, but we're going to be hard-headed and we're not going to follow his direction. He knows all of it. And he places plans in so that we can get to the outcome that he has desired for us. But sometimes that means taking a trip to Babylon and having a little bit of time out, a little bit of discomfort. But he says to pray to him, to seek him, call on him. Verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. All of your heart. Let's talk about that. Seek him with all of our heart. That's not just a little bit of peeking around the corner. Let me just take a little peek here. That means that you're diving in deep. The phrase seeking God is found in 85 verses in the Bible. And that's just the phrase seeking God. The word seeking is found in many more verses, but seeking God is found in 85 verses in the Bible. When I looked up the definition seek, it said to go in search of, to try to find, to discover by searching and asking questions. This is an active thing. This is not just you sitting here and being passive. This is active. So when you're seeking God, you're moving, you're doing something, you're really trying to seek him with all of your heart, not with half of your heart, not half-hearted. You know, sometimes you wake in the morning and you got to go to work. And you kind of do it half-hearted and kind of like, oh, I'm going to go to work. I don't really want to go. So you kind of slowly move around. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about full force. I'm seeking him 100% all the way in, seeking him. God has a gracious gift to give us. He had a gracious gift to give to the Israelites, but it was contingent on our willingness and their willingness to repent and turn away from sin. So God says here, it says here to seek with all of our heart, and he will bring us back, but we had to seek him. But as we're seeking him, there's also something that they have to think about. Why did they get sent to Babylon? What were they doing? Can you continue to keep doing those things while you're seeking God with all of your heart? No, because when you're seeking him with all your heart, he's going to start correcting you. He's going to start reminding you of the things that he wants from you. He's going to start showing you the things that you should be doing. If you're seeking him with all of your heart, that means that there's going to be changes happening in your life. You're going to be turning away from sin. You're going to be changing things. You're going to be repenting, and you're going to turn away from sin. Because in order for him to move in your life, he wants to see that repentness. He wants to see you to turn away from that sin. Repent means to turn from sin and dedicate oneself to amend of the life of your life. So turning away from sin and dedicate yourself to fixing the things that you were supposed to be doing, but you can't do it by yourself. You can't turn away from sin by yourself. You've got to do that with God. God is who you need to help you turn away from sin. So that's why he says to call out to him, to pray for him, to pray to him, to seek him, because you can't turn away from those things without him. I'm going to go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And I'm just going to go to my phone because it's so much quicker. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And this is in the NLT, New Living Translation. I don't normally read this one, but I liked how it was worded. It says, the temptations in your life are no different from other experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out that you can endure. So I put that in there because when you're tempted and when sin comes, God always gives you a way out. He gives you a way to move away from that sin. We just have to take it. The temptation is going to come. But what you do with that temptation, you can follow the temptation and not what God is leading you, or you can lead with God and move away from it. So remember that God is always going to provide a way away from that sin, away from that temptation. And so when you're turning away from sin, remember that God has given you an out. You just have to rely on him and ask him to show you how, and he will help you out of that sin. You can't do it by yourself. You have to have God there with you. Point three, God will bring us back. God will bring us back. He told the Israelites, I will bring you back. I will bring you back, back to Jerusalem. I'll read verse 14 for you. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and the places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from which I carry you into exile. God told Israelites he was going to bring them back to Jerusalem. He can bring us back from our Babylon, from broken relationships, from job abandoned, from not having the job that you want, from wayward children. There are so many different things that go on in our life, but God can bring it back to the right place. But we have to depend on God, and we have to pray, and we have to seek him. We also have to allow for that time to go through. Sometimes we want to rush through our trials, get over with, be done with it. But remember the beginning, I said that God has everything timed just right for everything to come in its right place. Because it's not just about you, it's about other people. He has this big giant puzzle that's all perfect. And every piece that we play may play in someone else's life too. And so God has a timing for everything. And so while we're going through our trials and our tribulations and all of those things that causes trouble and pain and hurt, remember that God will bring you back, but he can only bring you back if you're in right standing with him. Now, I want to preface that this situation, Babylon put themselves in, or Jerusalem, Israelites put themselves in. They sinned. They messed up, and they kept sinning. I want to also say that there are times, like in Job, where Job did nothing, and he still went through some things. So, but he still had to focus in on God. So whether you are sinning and God is saying, turn away from that sin, repent, turn away, or you are living your life right and you're still going through some things, God is still saying, focus on me. So no matter whether you're a Job or you're the Israelites, God is always going to say, focus on me and live your life according to my will. So I wanted to preface, I don't want people to think that if their life is troubled and they're having pain and they're having sorrows and things are bad in their life, that is because of sin. Because we know that Job was an upright man. And he still went through lots of trials and tribulations. I want you to understand that God, no matter what situation, whether you put yourself into that situation or whether he allowed that situation to happen, I want you to understand that God still calls you to live your life according to his will, not according to your will, because he says he has a plan for your life. To prosper you, to not hurt you, to grow you, to strengthen you. He has a plan. And we have to focus in on what his plan is, whether it's because we fell into, whether it's we walked into sin, we did things that we weren't supposed to, or God allowed it. His timing is everything. Life is going to be hard. Life is going to be difficult. He never said that it wasn't. But in the difficulties, God wants us to remember to call on him. Remember, he has a plan for us. Remember who he is. He is the author who created us from the womb. He created us and knitted us in our mother's womb. He wants us to seek and pray to him for what it is that we're supposed to be doing. What direction are we going, God? Where do I need to be going? Help me to move away from this sinful life. Help me to move the direction that you want me to go, God. And then bring me to that place that I need to be. God has always given us a chance to get back right at the right place at the right time. We just need to make sure that we're walking in the steps that he's called us to walk in. Some of us are in our own Babylon. Some of us are living in difficult experiences, hurts, uncomfortableness. It's a season. It's a season that we're in. Remember that God loves you and he created you with a purpose and that he hasn't forgotten you. Sometimes when we're in that season, we think God has forgotten us, but he hasn't forgotten us because he created us for a purpose. He loves us. So remember to just keep going back to him and praying and seeking him with all of your heart, because it is just a season. It is just a season. And we don't know when that season's gonna end. I'm sure that some of the Israelites unfortunately didn't make it to the 70 years, but their children came out on the other end of it. And they should have been teaching the children how to walk upright, how to follow God, how to pray, how to seek. But on the other end, if they were doing what God called them to do, they were able to reunite with him. So remember that sometimes our season may end when we're on the other side of heaven. But remember what you're leaving for your children, for legacy, for the legacy of your life, whether it's your children or grandchildren or nieces, nephews, friends. We don't often think that our life shows our friends where we're supposed to be going, what direction we're supposed to be taking. But remember that whoever is around you, God is using you to show them what they need to do. Show them that God has a plan for them. Show them how to pray and seek God so that they know that he's there and that he can always bring them back. God always will help us when we're asking for it. It may not be at the time that you think it should be, but his timing is always the right timing. Seek him and he will be with us. He will come to us. God loves us. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 5 to wrap up. We can rejoice too. We run into problems and trials. We know they help us develop endurance, and endurance, strength, and character. And character strengthens our confidence and hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us. So in all of our trials and all of our tribulations and all of the things that we're going through, remember that it is going to develop endurance in us. It's going to strengthen our character. It is going to strengthen our confidence in the hope of salvation. And that it will not lead to disappointment, because it will lead us to Christ. And that's where everyone needs to be at the feet of Jesus. So remember that if you're in a Babylon time right now, and life is, and you're experiencing hurt, uncomfortableness, remember that it is a season. And whether it's that you were sinning Repent. Turn away from those sins. Come back to Jesus. And if it's a Job situation where God isn't allowing it, God is just allowing the trials and tribulations, remember to seek him. Pray to him. He will be with you throughout that time. But live your life according to how God has called you to live it. Live, prosper, increase, build homes, plant gardens, pray, seek, live your life, but live your life according to God's will, not your will, because he has a plan and he has not forgotten you.